Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about the family calendar. Have you forgotten an event for your child because calendars weren't synced? Will a paper or electronic calendar work better for you and your family? Would you like to easily sync everyone's schedule? Learn tips to easily create a family calendar as we finish our month focusing on back to school.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life.
Today's episode was inspired because calendars are important to keep track of everyone's schedule. I do it for our household. There is a doctor's appointment, a vet appointment, haircut appointment. I'm going to make sure it's on the calendar. Husband needs to come into work earlier. I take care of it. He doesn't keep a calendar. And that works really well in our household because I like to control that and make sure it's done. Still got a little bit of the German uptight A in me. What can I say? I currently use a Google Calendar because it connects to the scheduling software for my business, and I can block something off, then it goes to make sure that if someone tries to make an appointment online, that things won't get out of whack. It was a big step for me because before I had two big dry board erasers, I still have them in the office, and I would just write everything there. And I'm very visual, so I could see it easily in my mind. So if I'd have to go to a client schedule, I would know what was on the calendar, but it just has made it easier. Connected my iPad, and I know sometimes people are afraid of electronics, so we're going to talk about tips for the paper calendar as well. I definitely recommend you have one calendar, not a personal and a professional calendar. Things are just more apt to slip through the cracks if you do that. If you decide to do electronic calendars, you can sync. You could have a separate Google Calendar for yourself and a family Google Calendar, and I would keep it within the same system because it just makes things a lot easier. I have seen people lose business because they weren't paying attention to their calendar. I tell this story early in my business career. Someone said, hey, I referred for you to speak. And I was like, yes, I was just starting to do public speaking, was really excited and contacted the woman. And you could feel the energy when the woman wrote back and was like, she was supposed to speak for us. I've already found someone to replace her. And she had double booked. And that's why she had to cancel the speaking opportunity. And that was a definite burn bridge for her. You could just tell that from the woman's response. That's really important. And as I mentioned at the beginning, you don't want to miss one of your kids' events. You want to get everything haywire and double booked. So today we're going to talk about the calendar. The first decision you'll want to make is whether you want to use paper or electronic. I'm going to go over both in this section, but I encourage you to only have one. When we have multiple calendars, we can easily forget to mark things down, not keep track, and keep everything up to date. You'll want to include everyone's activities, appointments, and meetings on one central calendar. I recently did an interview where the man said he didn't like a central calendar, and I can't imagine having to keep track of five different calendars. People can have separate calendars, but I encourage you to have one central calendar for the family. Use different colors to help differentiate between family members' activities. Again, bringing that color coding back in, keeping everything consistent with gym bags, with lunch bags for your child. If you have a paper calendar, I encourage you to have one that has a pocket where you can store things such as permission slips, wedding invitations, party invitations. When you get that, you can keep it in the pocket and know, okay, today's a birthday party. Boom, here's the invitation. All the information I need and where to go is on this piece of paper right with the calendar. Also, store colored pens. When you're ready to write on the calendar, you'll have the different colors that you need.
Also, don't forget to keep in one consistent place. If you have a family command center, this would be a great place to point it. If you move it around a lot, you might not be able to find it when you need it. And your kids might not be able to find it and add things to it as well. Don't forget to include pets, such as vet's appointments. If you have a family event and everyone is coming, have a color for that. Keep birthdays in one color at the bottom. A family calendar allows you to not overlap activities. You won't schedule an appointment for your pooch when your child has a sporting event that you need to attend. More tips for creating a family calendar. A calendar can be a useful tool to really evaluate your life and your family and see if any changes can be made. It allows you to evaluate activities. Is your calendar crammed full? Are your children overwhelmed? If your children have a lot of activities, I encourage you to have the child pick their favorite activity and eliminate their least favorite. If they really don't care, eliminate what is ever taking the most time from the family. Add invitations and appointments as soon as you receive after deciding yes. Link pertinent information. If you have an electronic calendar, you might link to a website. If you have a paper calendar, and we have that slot to add invitations or other information.
Do you keep saying you'll declutter, get organized, or pursue your dream someday, but someday hasn't come? Learn how Julie Caraccio can support you at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
I also believe the family calendar can serve other functions, such as good self-care. Remember to schedule family nights, date nights, and you nights. Make a point to pick a night for the family. It can be flexible from week to week, but write it on the calendar. This is a keep-at-all-cost appointment. You can honestly say, no, we have something planned for that night. And don't forget to take time for yourself. Mark it off on your calendar. Whether it's just an hour here or there to read a book or take a bubble bath, add self-care to your calendar. How can I electronically create a family calendar? If you'd prefer to use an electronic calendar, that's great. I recently switched from a paper calendar to an electronic calendar. Remember, when you're recording information on your calendar, include who, what, when, where, and possibly why. Make sure your calendar is synced if you have it on multiple devices. Make sure it's set up to each family member that it syncs every time something's added or a change is made. Here are some electronic calendars you might want to consider. Google. This is what I use. It syncs to other Google products. You can set up reminders, reoccurring events. If you're a business owner, you can also connect it with things like Acuity Scheduling, which is what I do. What this does, it allows clients to schedule time with me, and I'm able to control when they do that. I can block off time in my Google Calendar, and it syncs with Acuity. So if I have a doctor's appointment, Acuity knows that someone can't schedule an appointment. Wigio, W-I-G-G-I-O, is a shared calendar that also lets you create to-do lists and assigns texts, messages, and do polls. What time can everyone meet for family night this week? Here's your poll. Cozy, C-O-Z-I, keeps everyone's activities and appointments all in one place. Create and share shopping lists, chores, and more in real time. Store recipes and quickly add ingredients to your grocery list. Access an update from any mobile device or computer. Use Doodle to find the best time for any event. Suggest a number of times and invite participants to select their preferences. It's free and a breeze to set up. People don't even need the app or an account to participate. If you're working with a variety of people in a variety of locations, this is a wonderful option. This would be great, for example, if you're planning your high school reunion. DigiCal, DigiCal, is a stylish and easy to use calendar app that syncs with all calendar servers such as Google Calendar, Outlook, and Exchange. Their customizable widgets and integrated weather forecast jazzes up your home screen to make planning your daily activities a fun and easy to use experience. Rainlender is a customizable calendar application which stays out of your way, but keeps all of your important events and tasks always visible on your desktop. iCal is an event calendar that can be used for scheduling meetings, events, vacations, menus, or just about anything else. This calendar can be for personal use or for sharing on your intranet or internet. And finally, Outlook for Android, the app that helps millions of users connect all their email accounts, calendars, and files in one convenient spot. Newly redesigned, Outlook for Android lets you do more from one powerful inbox.
Take actions. Decide if you will use a paper or electronic calendar. Choose and have one calendar. Pick one central calendar for the family. Write down everyone's appointments and activities. Keep the family calendar in one place if you're using a paper calendar. Consider color coding. Schedule family, date, and unites. Next month, we're talking about fall. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.